No, no, William Ford, date 5-3-51. Chief complaint is left knee swelling. 61-year-old male with left knee swelling of 2.5 weeks duration. Sudden onset began on January 6th. Period. He developed swelling and pain down his leg. Period. He underwent bilateral medial compartment replacements in February 2005 by Dr. Jessup. Period. After this episode in January of this year, he saw Dr. Jessup. The symptoms had actually improved by that point, and Dr. Jessup reassured him that everything was okay radiographically. Period. He then had another episode that was very similar. He had a venous Doppler that was negative for a DVT. Period. He's now concerned of having these recurrent episodes. He develops pain in his calf with swelling in the knee. He denies any severe pain in the knee, denies any fevers, chills, or other complaints. He's with his wife today in the office. He was referred here by a friend. Examinations, a healthy appearing male and no acute distress. The left knee has a 2+ effusion. There is some ecchymosis along the medial aspect of the thigh and knee areas. There's mild tenderness in the midpoint of the calf. No calf swelling. His Hohmann sign is negative. Small palpable Baker's cyst. No warmth or erythema over the knee. The distal neurologic exam is intact. There is some lack of terminal extension and flexion, presumably secondary to the swelling. The right knee has a well-healed incision with range of motion 0 to 125 degrees without swelling. Paragraph X-rays, standing AP of both knees, lateral of the left knee, and a merchant view of both knees shows bilateral medial compartment replacements that are well positioned without evidence of loosening or other abnormalities. Period. There is significant patellofemoral arthrosis bilaterally. Period. No fracture, dislocation, or other bone abnormalities. Period. Diagnosis is a left knee recurrent swelling with swelling and ecchymosis along the leg. Period. I think the findings are a little bit unusual, particularly with the amount of ecchymosis along his leg. Period. He brought me a picture showing what he had about a week ago, which was very significant. Period. He denies any kind of bleeding problems and is not on any anticoagulation. Period. I think he most likely has swelling in his knee that is then leaking into a Baker's cyst, which is leaking or may have even ruptured in the past down the leg, causing the pain and swelling in the calf and leg. He was then elevating the leg, and due to gravity, it came up into the thigh area. Period. Plan, I'm recommending that we aspirate his knee because he has a prosthesis in place. I told him that there is a risk of infection. Period. They have antibiotics with them that they usually use when he goes to the dentist. Period. I asked him to take 4 of his Keflex now. We'll have him come back in 30 minutes to aspirate his knee. Depending on what the fluid looks like, we'll make a determination on the next step. Period. Paragraph. Procedure. After he took his Keflex antibiotics, the left knee was prepped with 2 chloropreps and then with sterile technique was aspirated using an 18-gauge needle, removing 65 cc's of dark bloody fluid. That was discarded. Compression dressing was applied with an ACE ramp. He tolerated the procedure well. Period. He will take an additional 4 of the Keflex pills in 30 minutes and then doesn't need to take any further. He's going to keep the ACE wrap in place as much as possible over the next week along with ice. We'll give him a note to stay out of work. Period. If he has a recurrence of the swelling, and then he'll contact the office and we'll order an MRI of the left knee. Period. I told him that there is a chance that the MRI won't give us much good information because of distortion from the prosthesis, but nevertheless, that would be the next step. If he doesn't have any significant recurrence, then I'd re-examine him in the office in 2 weeks. All of this was discussed at length with the patient and his wife. A total amount of nearly 1 hour was spent. This ends the note on William Ford.